What is all this?
That's the name of that damn creek. They said on the bank of that lake, and I don't know what it is. Yes, because I felt like I was going to Texas one time, and I asked a fellow across the Red River. I asked him, I said, you know what they make them call that Red River? He said, no, that damn name, but man, he wants y'all on it. We might have, but old man, boy. And I said, you know what they call that Red River? I had no idea. That's the name of it.
Hey, what do you used to milk? You used to milk?
A cow?
Yeah.
We had about 15, 16 head. We milk, take the milk and run it through a cream separator, separate the cream from the milk. Feed the skim milk to the hog, ship the cream to, up in Missouri, cream milk, fella. Make a butt out of it.
You had a farm?
We did when I was a kid, before I got married. We did in high cotton. That's when we bought us a T-model car.
You
get in high cotton, huh? Yeah. You take down chain, put on a T-model, and you can get to town sometimes and meet two, three folks along the road. One time, it was a wagon, a pretty good pair of mules, would pull you out of ditches.
Yeah. You
wasn't pretty good down summer, though. You didn't get caught off in the rain.
Soil is different here than it is up there, right?
What?
The soil is different down here.
Oh, yeah, that's clay up there, you know, just one hill up another, and down the little creeks and go through and everything else. Sand pies. Wasn't no gravel. There wasn't no such thing as a gravel road. My granddaddy had 160 acres of land in them hills and all these bottoms. And he split rails and fenced in the whole 160 acres of land with a rail fence around it, and had two, three were through it for hogs and things. And when he put anything in that 160 acres of land, they never got off his place. You know, just we'd get under them fences, there'd be holes beat out of them, water wash holes of them. We'd set traps on them, catch coons and things when they'd go over them under them fences. I used to go around. Now, Chestnut rails, a pure heart, he split them out of them big logs, and it'd be nine rails high. Seven rails was just a medium fence, but nine rails was a good high fence, good enough to get out of here. They set them like this, and stack them up.
Did you have an extension over the top? Maybe all of them were that high?
Yeah. You go down in the gully, up a hill, everything, and clean the bound place out, a ravine, the shoulder and things, a picture where they level it off so the rails would lay down level. They just went all the way around, 160 acres out of land. I remember when I was a kid, he died, my daddy bought a bunch of hog wire, you know, 42 acres high. Put one on the bottom and two on top. Put to keep your whole cow and everything in there. Sheep, goats, just anything to keep it all in the same place. And we hauled rails to that house for two or three years with a wagon, and I'd have to chop them up every year, and I'd get out of school and make stove wood to cook with. And damn Chestnut rails, I was so glad when they were gone, I bet you I was 4 years cutting them down. He never cut no more stove wood. Chop them rails up there just to solid. You split them open, they're like an acre. Set them over a block, chop them up in about 16, 18 inch length. You chop about two big armfuls of them in the dam. You pile the damn pile of rails up at the house, you'll see in your life. The rails have it, haul them off of them and dug post holes and put that wire fence up. Then we had about 50 damn billy goats, them son of a bitch would stick their head through there, and I'd have to go around the fence every evening after school and get them out. You know, they'd stick their head in there, and the corner straightened up, and they couldn't get out of it.